When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA. Community-minded, just like you.
Pepe's Mexican Restaurant. A quarter century on the square in Frankfurt, but a lifetime of authentic flavors. And even though you can't dine in at the restaurant, you can always carry out or even take advantage of their delivery service. Bring those traditional south of the border flavors right into your home with Pepe's Mexican Restaurant on the square in Frankfurt.
Hello, I'm Heather Wood, general manager of Pepe's. Even though you can't dine in, you can always place an order to pick up and take home or let us deliver it right to your door. Call us at 765-654-9654 and let us cook for you.
Hey friends, Kevin Keith here, reminding you Party Line is now on TV. That's right, you can watch the broadcast every weekday morning at 8:30 at HoosierLandTV.com. Thanks to these sponsors: the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. Plus, it's archived forever at HoosierLandTV.com. We'll see you for the next telecast from a bunch of radio people having fun with a camera.
Get ready, because we've started something big. It's called Big Deals, and it's a local website where you can shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses and save big money. Our website will have certificates to all kinds of restaurants, auto services, salons, and more. To find out the big deals in North Central Indiana, log on to WeLoveBigDeals.com. Again, that's WeLoveBigDeals.com.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on this Monday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Kevin Keith, joined by WILO News Director Ken Hartman. We also have Clinton County Health Officer Dr. Steve Tharp and Dana Longnecker with the Clinton County Health Department here to answer any questions we may have on coronavirus if they can. Welcome back, folks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dana, what has been the main question or the questions that you guys have gotten in your office when the phone has rang saying what's going on with all this?
Well, first of all, just your everyday common questions about the coronavirus. You know, what can they do? How to, you know, protect themselves? What if they think they're at risk? So those common questions, which we have opened up the call center to help out with some of those common questions, I think that'll help alleviate some call volume. As far as also just, you know, more than anything, where is testing? When is testing? How do I get tested? Do I meet criteria? What are your, you know, testing numbers? Those are the most common questions I see coming in through the phone.
Do you sense panic in people's voices as of yet?
No, not necessarily. I think some people are concerned, worried, you know, as you should be concerned. But most of the time, as long as people get the right information, that does alleviate fear. Not, again, to say people shouldn't be worried and doing the things that we've suggested, the governor suggested, but I think it does seem to calm them down when they know what they can do on their part to help.
This would be for both of you. Has there been any information that has been put out by anybody that is not correct as of right now?
Well, I'm not sure I've heard everything that's been put out by everybody. I think that what I hear on the news media, it sounds pretty reasonable. I think that some people have been very aggressive about the precautions and things that you can do to avoid exposure, and I think that those are all true. But I think that sometimes we forget to focus on the primary mode of transmission, which is through coughs or sneezes, getting the virus into the air where it can be breathed in. That we believe that that accounts for the vast majority of cases that occur, and certainly it's possible that you might touch a surface that has the virus on it, and then touch the mouth or mucous membranes so that that virus would get a chance to get a foothold. But I think that that's much less likely than breathing it in from a droplet or having it hang around in the air for a little bit after a cough or sneeze. So I think people look at the a little more marginal pathways and kind of focus on that sometimes.
What is when the virus, you know, gets to a surface or and things are, how long can it basically live now? I mean, I've heard some various things. Is that still about the same as it has been, or has that changed from when we first talked about this?
Yeah. I don't know that it's changed a great deal since we first talked about it. The problem is that we don't have a way to really test what we're doing for how long a virus will stay on a surface. What we can do is, you know, we can swab that surface and then we can look for evidence of the virus. But that doesn't mean that it's still viable. It may be degraded, and our testing is just picking up the remnants of the virus enough to know that it was there. So that is yet to be tested. The usual rules for, you know, determining something like that is to try to grow it, but the only way to grow it is in human cells, and that means mostly that we'd have to give it to people to find out, and nobody wants to do that experiment.
I don't think anybody wants that. You don't even think about that experiment at all.
So we can do chemical analyses that kind of identify traces and things like that. But the real question is, how long can it infect people? And that's something we just don't know. We believe that, you know, it would be a really long time for the virus if it were able to last, 4 or 5 hours.
Okay. You know, the big thing you've always stressed is washing your hands with soap and water. How many times an hour or a day do you suggest we do that?
I think that we talk about frequently. I think of that as being, every 2 or 3 hours if you're at home, and if you're not being out and exposed. I think any time that you are grabbing doorknobs or going from building to building or something like that, that's a time that you need to stop and wash your hands and follow the routine. If your hands haven't been anywhere since you last washed them, then that they're less likely to have it than if you have traveled about a bit and touched surfaces where other people may have touched them.
I read an article here recently where it said if you cough, or more than likely if you sneeze and put your blow into a tissue, you should wash your hands right then and get rid of that tissue as soon as possible as well.
Yes. Oh, yes, that would be correct.
Okay, just want to make sure that was...
Don't shove it in your pocket, Kim.
No, I don't shove it in my pocket.
if you must cough, a disposable tissue is a very good thing to use. If you don't have that available, we urge you to cough into your sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you don't spread the cough any further than is absolutely necessary, and do wash your hands following that event, do your laundry timely as well.
That was my next question. Yeah. How often should we do laundry now?
Well, you should do laundry when the clothing is dirty. But if you are coughing into your sneeze, I would say that should be washed as soon as you can. I mean, I don't think it's a hazard for it to be in the laundry hamper necessarily, but I think that before you wear it again, you should wash it.
Oh, I don't wear it again during the week, so I just go ahead and throw it in there. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, sure.
Is there anything else you need to let us know before we let you go this morning?
Dana, do you have any?
No, I just, you had asked if anybody had said something. I do know that people are mentioning numbers about the testing. I just want to reiterate that if somebody is a resident of Clinton County, I will get a positive no matter if they were tested in another county, another state. So any positives will be reported to the state and myself. So I just want to kind of clarify that and just commend everybody for making their adjustments to their daily lives. I know parents are, you know, that may be divorced or FaceTiming, calling their children. Everybody's making sacrifices, limiting their numbers of trips to Walmart. You know, try to get as many items as you can. Make limited trips. So I do commend everybody for adjusting their daily life as much as possible.
And we certainly appreciate both of you making yourselves available, as Russ said a minute ago, too. So thank you for your time.
Okay. And I would like to just mention before we go, that, you know, people are very concerned about testing, the availability of testing, and who should be tested. We believe that you don't need to be tested if you don't have symptoms. So it does not do any good to go get a test if you were around somebody who you think might have had the COVID-19, but you do not have any symptoms. That test is not going to be positive because it takes time for that test to develop positivity. So, you know, what we're looking for is a temperature more than 102 degrees, and then a cough, a difficulty breathing, or chest pain. Those are the things that we look at and try to decide if a test is needed. And we'll hopefully have some help for people to understand things as we get our call center going very shortly. So that's what we're trying to get done right now for the county.
One real quick thing, Steve, before I let you guys go. When you said exposure to others, how much exposure are you guys basically referring to if you think somebody may have had something? Hours, days? What do you mean by exposure there exactly?
What I mean by exposure would be close contact, and that's generally closer than 6 feet for a significant period of time.
Okay.
Half an hour or more.
All right.
To somebody who has symptoms.
Okay, that's what I wanted was the time frame, because I know a couple of people I think have gotten a little close and been in prayer for a while. That's why I asked that question.
Yeah, but for the most part, if you do not have symptoms, if you don't have any symptoms yourself, you don't need a test, and mm-hmm. you probably won't be able to find one.
Okay.
If you are ill, then we want to evaluate that and decide. So that's. You know, that's when you should call the IU hub here in Clinton County through our hospital, and they will for free screen what's happening and tell you whether or not you should seek other care. So if you have a question, that's the best way to answer that question.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Steve Tharp and Dana Longnecker of the Clinton County Health Department talking about coronavirus this morning. We'll take a quick break and come right back with more Party Line next on WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Get ready, because we've started something big. It's called Big Deals, and it's a local website where you can shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses and save big money. Our website will have certificates to all kinds of restaurants, auto services, salons, and more. To find out the big deals in North Central Indiana, log on to WeLoveBigDeals.com. Again, that's WeLoveBigDeals.com.
Hey friends, Kevin Keith here reminding you Party Line is now on TV. That's right, you can watch the broadcast every weekday morning at 8:30 at HoosierLandTV.com. Thanks to these sponsors, the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. Plus, it's archived forever at HoosierLandTV.com. We'll see you for the next telecast from a bunch of radio people having fun with a camera.
We at Casper Media want to celebrate your anniversaries, weddings, birthdays, engagements, babies, and reunions on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Are you celebrating a milestone? Let us celebrate with you. In order to do this, we need help from you. Send your information to newsroom@CasperRadio.com with a JPEG picture, a short write-up of the basic facts, and please give us at least 2 weeks' notice in advance of your special date. Please include a phone number and contact person on your item in case we have questions. Got a question? Call us at 765-659-3338.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. I want to thank our sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, Slabby's Food and Freedom. Oops, I just hung up on Sue Ellen, sorry. And Ardente Dental. I'm so sorry, Sue Ellen. Yeah, I was sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not in my full element. I can get you back on, Sue Ellen, if you call us right back. I'll see if she calls back. I'll save Cindy the trouble. Maybe she hasn't noticed.
Yeah.
If you see it ring, let me know.
Okay.
Frankfort Park Superintendent Bart Craning coming up tomorrow morning on the phone. So we got a whole host of things to talk to him about. But he's probably kind of in limbo like the rest of us, right? You know, he's just trying to operate day to day. And this is an exciting time for him because he's wanting to get over there and get implemented his new things, too, mm-hmm. You know?
That's right.
Is this Sue Ellen?
Yes, it is.
I'm so sorry. I hung right up on you.
Well, shame on you.
Slap his hands the next time you see him.
It was an accident.
Okay, I will. Listen, I have a question. I've been comparing what Rodney Wan said and what Dr. Thorpe said, and here's my question. If someone would have symptoms that would indicate that they need to be tested for coronavirus, does Clinton County have tests available to do?
I would say check with IU Health to start with because I know they have some, and they're the ones that, you know, in the hospitals, I hate to use the word hoarding because that's a bad word to use right now. But I know the hospitals have the majority of the tests that are available. Let's go that route.
Yeah.
Well, Rodney said that Clinton County does not have the amount of tests that he would like for Clinton County
true.
To have.
That's true.
And Dr. Thorpe said that not everyone will be tested, which makes sense.
Right.
Only if you have symptoms
right.
will you have a test.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have people in Clinton County who indicate that they need the test and we don't have the test, then that is a problem.
Well, I don't know what, I don't even know how to respond to that one.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but we knew that it's taking a while to get these tests rolled out. And I would think that if we, you know, Rodney said they, what, tested 39, 40 people?
Between 40 and 50, I think, but that's same, about the same number. They only had one positive test.
They told us the other day at the hospital that
right.
that's where you go.
Yeah, the hospital, I would check with IU Health to start with. And then, you know, and go accordingly. That's about the best thing I can suggest that you do right now.
Well, I don't need the test. I don't have any symptoms.
Well.
But just comparing the notes from what the two gentlemen said, I just wondered what the bottom line was on that.
Well, I don't think, and the problem, to be honest, I don't think anybody really 100% knows.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I know not this past Friday, the Friday before, the county council approved the funds to the health department for them to start getting testing kits coming in. They have not gotten those yet, and they thought they were having them by the first of last week. So I think I know where they're at, but that's what's happened.
Well, I think it's a problem if we have people that need the test and they can't get the test. And the other thing is, once they get the test, I've heard anywhere from 24 hours to 2 weeks to get the results back.
Well, that's going to happen. I don't care. You just think about it in normal times. Your test results come back a lot later than what they do, regardless of what you got.
Yeah, I heard there's also one by the end of this month they're supposed to have that'll give it to you within 45 minutes.
Also, if you have questions, this call center goes up at 10 o'clock this morning. So 652-6501, or if you have general questions on testing criteria, 652-6502.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just kind of was comparing those two answers, and I hadn't quite figured that out yet.
Neither have we.
All right. Well, good
Thanks.
Luck on that.
Thank you, Sue Ellen. We appreciate the call. Hey, we're all trying to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is new territory for all of us.
And as we've talked this morning, the professionals themselves don't have the answers as much as we'd like them to have.
Yeah, this is new for everybody.
That's right.
So, of course, President Trump has extended the White House's social distancing recommendations, as Ken said. The guidelines are being extended till April 30th. Trump said the peak of the coronavirus deaths could hit within the next 14 days, and that's what I'm seeing over the next 14 days from a lot of people, that this will get worse before it gets better.
That's right.
You know?
So it will.
Kind of expect that. Ken, thanks as always, man. Good job.
No problem.
All right. And thank you for joining us today on Wylo's Party Line, and thanks to our sponsors, too. Oh, we did have a quick question here. Somebody called in and said, with more testing, does that mean for everyone or just people with symptoms? That would be just people with symptoms. Again, they're trying to keep those to a minimum if you don't have symptoms, okay? Thanks to our sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jibs Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. Back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.